This podcast is intended for a mature audience as it contains adult language and can get rather intimate. So grab a cocktail, find a safe place to listen, and make sure your kids aren't around. Hey, it's Garcelle Beauvais, and this is Going to Bed with Garcelle. Every episode, me and my rotating mix of girlfriends, some celebrities, some not, will be heating things up with provocative girl talk. Get ready. No topic is too taboo and everything is grown and sexy. Tonight, I am so excited. I am going to bed with the OG podcast posse. I'm talking about the New York Times bestselling authors, Jack Vanek, Becca Tobin, and Kelty Knight. The Lady Gang.
Hello.
Welcome to Going to Bed with Garcelle.
Thank you for having us in your bed.
My bed is very big. I can accommodate
it's
everybody.
It's so comfy.
Ladies, tell me, what is your drink of choice tonight? Becca?
So I'm doing an Italian soda, blood orange with vodka.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm changing it up.
Good girl. All right, Jack?
I am drinking an orange wine from this brand called Maloof Wines. It's called Sacred Sticks, I think, or something like that. It is one of the best wines that I have had in a long time.
Really? I'm going to have to try that. Kelty?
And I'm drinking my drug of choice, Diet Coke.
Oh, okay.
And honestly, it's better than any wine.
Okay, I'll take that. We all have our choices. I am drinking red wine, which I don't know if you guys know, but it is the aphrodisiac of love. Did you know that about red wine?
It just makes me sleepy.
Oh, I get so frisky.
Well, going to that, what alcohol makes you feel the sexiest? I'll start with you, Jack.
I mean, there's different types of sexy. Like a red wine will make me feel, it is the little kind of sleepy sexy. But then if you want to go crazy, you take a few tequila shots. And then shit gets...
Yes.
Rowdy.
Okay. Becca, what about you? What gets you sexy? Is it vodka?
It's actually not vodka. Vodka's my fun. I want to have, you know, like a light buzz, but it's not sexy. My sexy drink is just a Japanese whiskey on ice.
Japanese whiskey? I've never even heard of that.
It's delicious. And apparently, allegedly, it's like the lowest sugar situation.
Oh, but it gets you horny.
And it gets me, it makes me feel good, like loose. And also it's like cool to see a woman drink brown liquor, I think.
Yeah, I think there's something sexy about that too.
Yep.
Kelty, besides your Diet Coke.
Listen, a margarita for me is always a good time. And I'm not picky. I will drink the shittiest margarita and I will claw my husband. But any other alcohol puts me instantly to sleep. So
gotcha.
Kelty's not a huge drinker. So you give her one half of one margarita and she's gone. But she's a good time.
Of course, she's a good time.
For the 20 minutes I'm awake, Garcelle, I'm amazing. And then I'm instantly asleep.
Now, do you guys know of people who, like, when they get drunk, they start, like, telling the truth, whether it hurts your feelings or not? Are you guys truthful drunks?
Oh, yeah. I think when we did our TV show on E every week for a while, and we started drinking at like 7 a.m. because it was supposed to be a night
earlier.
Talk show, if not earlier.
Right. But you can't start at night.
Exactly. No. So we're starting glam at 5:30 a.m. So by 8 a.m. we're tanked, and then we have our guests come in and they're pretty sober. And I think we had a lot of truth telling. It was like we became very close with those guests or they never wanted to see us again.
I think I'm a love drunk. I think when I'm drunk, I'm much more, you know, handsy and feely and, you know, just feel good. I think that good time Garcelle when I'm drunk. I'll say that.
I can really go either way. Like I'm either the best time ever with my boyfriend, like the best time so lovey, or it's when like the claws come out and I will pick a fight about anything. Like
really?
Things that, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I thought you meant the claws come out and you got his back and you're just clawing on him, but
it can
apparently
go either
no.
way.
It
you can really go don't way. Know. It's a toss-up. It's really
poor
a crapshoot.
He doesn't know. He never knows what's coming.
Keeping him on his toes, you know?
there's something that's making a comeback. Do you know what's making a comeback? Roadhead.
Not what I was expecting.
I was going to say giant bushes because during quarantine, we all have like huge
That's
bushes.
Making a comeback too, is but it? I don't know if we want that back.
No. Is it because everybody is just so excited to get in the damn car?
Yes.
And go anywhere?
Remember The Wolf of Wall Street where Margot Robbie's going down on Leo DiCaprio? And then all of a sudden, no one's really doing Roadhead. So Roadhead is making a comeback.
It's very
and
dangerous.
And I personally am very happy about it. It is dangerous, but it's also multitasking because if you do it on the road, then when you get home, you can do something else. So
good point.
Yeah, that's what's up.
It's true.
That's what's up. He's driving. You can give him head. Everybody's happy as long as you don't get into an accident.
And you don't have to be as good at it because they're just so excited that it's happening in the car.
And blame it on the bumps that like if you're a pothole or something, if something goes wrong, it's like, well, it was your fault for driving bad.
This actually makes me think, Arcel, because my husband has one of the Tesla cars and it mm-hmm. will drive itself. So actually, you've Kelsey, given me a new idea to multitask.
You need to go to 7-Eleven. You need to something. You need to get in the car with that Tesla.
We must go get some vegetables.
Must. Go get some carrots or bananas or cucumbers, whatever you want to get.
Go get them. Nice girthy, just a nice girthy vegetable run.
Did you guys by any chance watch this movie that everybody's talking about, 365 D&I?
I heard it is very 50 Shades of Grey-esque.
Oh my God. I watched it this weekend. By the way, I had to turn it off 3 times because my kids kept on walking into the room. They had a shower sex scene that was on another level. I mean, suds and he was hot, she was hot.
I love a sex shower.
Do you?
I do because I'm very aroused by cleanliness. I can be in a sexual experience, and if I so much as get one little inkling that there's not a good odor happening, I can instantly shut down, like just shut down. So in a shower, there's no risk for that.
That's
I
true.
Think an interesting thing too is we do a thing on our podcast, Ask the Lady Gang, and our listeners write us in questions, we answer them. I remember there was a question of some girl that she was either grossed out by giving head or there's something weird about maybe the smell or something. And our advice to her ended up being shower head because you can kind of circumvent that whole problem. It's clean. Guys get so excited in the shower that it never ends up lasting too long. So it's like, if that is a personal obstacle of yours, then the shower.
Shower sex sounds fun and all, but for Black women, I can speak for myself, getting my hair wet, if I'm wearing a shower cap, it's not sexy to be having shower sex.
You can only do shower sex if you're washing your hair.
Right, yes. Exactly. I would agree with
but
that.
But I also am not into it because A, I like a different temperature than my husband.
Well, that's an issue.
He's a cold shower and I'm like a burn the first layer of skin exfoliate shower. And then also, Garcelle, I am also with you on the hair. I am trying to keep this, you know, I mean, I know it's different for a Black woman, but I'm trying to not wash my hair every week,
right.
You know?
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't want to get even the steam could ruin this shine.
Garcelle, I have a question because we've talked about this on the Lady Gang about the temperature that women like in a shower versus a man. Have you found that to be an issue when you shower with a man if you're doing sexy time?
Okay, well, it's been a while because I'm single, but I definitely like my water hot, you know, and then if he's in it, and there's only one shower head, then I'm cold while he's under the water. It's not good for me.
Yeah.
It's not good at all. Let's go back to the scent. Smelly balls, I'm not into.
Who is? Funny?
My gay friend calls it ball vinegar.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a very good description.
Right? It's super specific. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like that after exercise. Not the freshest.
Ball vinegar. That will not be in a candle scent or any perfume anytime soon.
No, Gwyneth might do it.
Oh my God, Becca, you're so right. You're so right. All right, ladies, I want to talk about you guys. You guys are like, you know, Three's Company, you do everything together. You have your amazing podcast. You go in on a book tour. You do everything together. And I know Jack is the only one that's not married, but you're in a relationship, right?
Yes, boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend of how long, by the way, Jack?
2 years.
Is it true that you guys believe that men should love you a little more than you love them? I was told that growing up by my mom, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. We disagree on a lot of things. But one thing growing up, all of our moms told us, marry somebody that loves you more. And that is the piece of advice that we've taken with us. And then along with never text your significant other first, which
so
these two
never?
Bitches, they follow it. I don't follow it. But it is a lady gang rule.
Okay, yeah. So how do you get them to text you first? Like, I don't
you
know.
Just you just don't text. Ever. Garcelle, it's to the point where one time my husband was in New York, and after 4 days, he ended up calling my assistant and was like, hey, is Kelty okay? Because she hasn't responded to me. Because I'm just busy. I'm busy.
I love it. Let them want more.
Yes. And so this is the good thing. I'm glad you brought up Jack's boyfriend, because she was the single in the lady gang. And we had really high hopes for her next man. And he ended up being wonderful. And we love him. But she left out the billionaire part. And so now
she wanted me to date somebody with a jet.
We're going to put that on you. Garcelle, you're our new project. We need to find you a man with a jet, honey, because we want to go down to Cabo.
Please. That is your mission for 2020. Let's go out on a high. Besides Roadhead, it's getting me a billionaire.
Yes. Or both. Or if you're lucky.
I'll do Roadhead on an airplane. No problem.
Airhead.
Flyhead.
Airhead. I love it. Let's talk about girl code. Obviously, that's a big deal. You guys are friends and you've been friends for a long time. I'm a girl's girl through and through. I think if we stick together, the world is ours, right? Mm-hmm. But I also believe that if a friend of mine dated a guy, I won't date him.
But
does that ring true for anybody in this group?
I have a question about dating.
Well, we weren't friends at that time. We weren't friends at that time, Garcelle. She's alluding to us, Jack. Jack and I have a mutual ex-boyfriend, but we were not friends at a time. We were actually pitted against each other on the internet. Some would say enemies. Some would even push it to MySpace enemies, but we didn't know each other then. We bonded over our mutual hatred of the guy many years later.
Oh, well then that's okay.
The only reason why Kelty and I even know each other is because of the mutual ex-boyfriend. So we thank
him.
Is that
right? Yeah, yes, absolutely. Send them flowers, send them whatever. But do you feel like, would you date someone if you knew your friend dated him? Like, I feel like there's either got to be a statute of limitations where maybe after 7 years, if the friend still doesn't like him, you can date him.
I have a question, though, because dating, I mean, myself, for example, I have dated like 500 guys. I've dated everybody in LA, every single guy. I bump into them all the time. So...
And how is that, by the way?
It's horrible. I mean, sometimes I like it a little bit. It's like a masochistic kind of thing.
Yeah, now that she's a New York Times bestselling author, she's like, well, how are you doing? Did you see about the Times last week?
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
That's
great
revenge.
Like, if somebody has like a long-term boyfriend, or if they were like exclusive, I think that's one thing. But I can't call dibs on every single guy in LA that nobody
then
that I ever know.
Then I would have no one to date.
Nobody.
She didn't
I know.
Date any billionaires, so you still would have some people. Okay.
Only I'm losers, Garcelle. Only losers.
I actually have a guy for you.
Oh, you do?
Who is it? Is it Greg Kelty?
Greg is married to my friend Marcella, but it's one of his friends.
No, Greg that you hooked me up with.
Not that Greg.
I'm going to have a hand-me-down, a Jack hand-me-down.
I never met him, actually.
No. This is like a real guy. This is a perfect match.
Okay, Kelty, I'm down for whatever.
I'm so excited.
I love it. All right, text me later. Now that you guys are famous and best-selling authors, is it a little weird that if you had sent a sexy photo to someone that someone could be masturbating to your photo?
I think it's flattering.
Tell me, Becca. Really, Becca?
I do. I actually had some nudes leaked in 2014. There was a big group of actresses that our clouds got hacked.
I remember that.
Yes.
The fappening.com.
And it landed on the fappening.com, which is where all those photos live. And you can't get them down. Once things hit the internet,
really?
Good luck. They're still there. But to be honest, I was 23. I looked great.
Everything was tight and perky.
They were good photos.
Not that they're not now.
It's different now, you know, and I'm just, you know what? I am fine. I'm like, you know what? If the thing that's going to be stamped in the history books of me is my nude body at 23, it could be worse.
Okay.
I've never taken a sexy photo.
What?
See, I'm afraid to do that. Yeah. Unless I cut off my head. Was your head in the photo?
Oh, yeah. I was fully identifiable.
You didn't even take the picture.
She was in a costume.
No, full body. What were you wearing?
Merry Christmas, Garcelle.
So I was dating...
a little elf?
pretty much. I was dating a baseball player who was on the road a lot. And so it was around the holidays. And my girlfriend and I were at my apartment in New York. And we had a little Christmas tree. I had a Santa hat on, nothing else, and fur boots. And she helped me out. And she took some cute photos for me. And I sent them to him. And so those came out in July, and I decided that my response to the leak was going to be tweeting Merry Triple Xmas in July. It was probably the best clapback to a hacking that's ever been. That's one of my proudest moments.
Becca, I'm very proud of you. That is very, very good. Now, would you still do that now? I know you're married, but would you send sexy pictures even though? Are you afraid now or...
It depends how many days I cut carbs out before the photos were taken. But yeah, I grew up with nudity. My grandmother was an artist, and I had just nude paintings all over my house. Like, it was a really comfortable... I grew up dancing. You're always naked around each other.
That's true.
I'm not really ashamed of my body. You know what I mean? And as long as it's tasteful, I'm fine. I mean, I might do it for, like, a big birthday coming up and just release them again, you know?
Okay. Or have posters at the party. Jack, would you do that?
Absolutely, yes. I think that we also, times have changed a little bit. Number one, nudes don't really leak as much anymore because I feel like, number one, everybody does it. It's not that exciting anymore. And we've kind of taken that power back. And also, it's illegal. So you can actually get in legal trouble by leaking nudes.
That's
so,
true.
So good luck, buddies.
That's true. Aha. Uh-huh. So, Kelty, anything?
I only have a good body when it's moving. I need...
So you need video.
Yeah, I would do a video, but I'm not particularly like... I mean, I'm fine. I like myself. Ooh, yeah, you're nice. But I'm not particularly like in a one photo frame, like the hottest. Like I need the movement. You need to...
Kelty loves a nipple tassel, so she wants those tassels like flailing around.
Oh. I have the body of SpongeBob SquarePants. Like I'm very... square.
Oh my God, flat. Kelty.
I'm very flat. I'm like... and square. So I'm thin from the side and from the front, I'm like a little SpongeBob. So I don't photograph well. So you need to be fully in my presence to feel my aura.
I can't.
That was the best quote you've ever had.
Guys, I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions.
Great.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
All right. If you were to be fingered, would you rather be fingered with your pinky, a pointer, or a thumb?
Ooh. Pinky. My pinky or the man's pinky?
The man's pinky, Jack.
A pointer. A
pointer's the only one you can do it with.
Kelty says pointer. Jack, what do you say?
Pointer.
Becca?
I think pointer as well.
Would you rather he suck your lips, your other lips, or your toes?
Jack loves toes.
I like feet stuff. I'm not going to lie.
Do you really?
Done to me. I cannot. I have a phobia of other people's feet, but I love having my feet touched and licked and things of the sort.
Isn't that so hypocritical?
Totally. I'm with you, Jack, though. I'd rather have somebody suck my toes than I suck their toes.
Oh, men should not. Men's feet are not to be sucked. Mm-mm.
Becca, what would you prefer? Your lips, your other lips, or your toes?
I'm going to go with other lips because after a certain point in your marriage, kissing on the mouth is like not as enjoyable. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you can get the party started, but like you got to move on to the other things. So
yeah,
I'm going to go with
step it up.
Yeah, okay. Other lips.
Kel?
Yes, other lips. I also vote other lips.
Other lips. All right, this is going to get crazy. Period sex, angry sex, or makeup sex? Really? You guys are thinking about this? Hell no to period sex.
Oh, I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
You don't?
put a towel down. It's nice and lubed up. You're good to go. Also, if you do want to have, if you want to have period sex, shower period sex is a great option.
True.
Oh, well, there you go.
I like a makeup sex.
Yeah, I like makeup sex too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Angry sex every now and then. So solo, same sex, or threesome?
I've never had a threesome.
I know. I wish I would have had a threesome.
Let's say, would you with a doll?
A doll?
Like a blow up doll?
Yeah, like a really cool, like a doll that looks really authentic.
Have you seen those ones though, Garcelle? The like robotic, like lover ones?
Where the mouth like is a like, Lars and the Real Girl?
Oh my God. Right. Yeah, the Real Girl? No thanks.
No thank you. Jack?
Solo, like a masturbating?
Like a masturbation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's more it's my first vibe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, my last one. On vacation, would you rather have a yeast infection, period, or diarrhea?
Oh, diarrhea. At least I'd feel skinny.
You're my kind of girl.
I'm going the same route. Nothing feels better than your flat stomach after a night of diarrhea.
Nothing feels worse than a yeast infection. That's my absolute last one.
True, but you can scratch it with his penis, though.
I can't imagine having sex on a yeast infection.
No, I've done it, and it's actually really bad for the penis. I gave a guy. I didn't even know
infection?
Do you guys know this about Kelty, by the way?
Unfortunately.
I gave a man. It's not my husband, so I have to be quiet.
Okay. Once had sex with someone who wasn't my husband.
Okay.
And not married.
No, we were married.
No, not well married.
And I transferred the yeast infection to his penis. It looks like herpes. And he had to go to the doctor and thought that I gave him herpes. And I gave him a yeast infection. And we broke up shortly after that.
I didn't know a guy can get that.
I didn't know that either.
Well, that's our PSA for tonight. All right, you guys, this is my favorite part of the show. This is where you tell me who you want to go to bed with in terms of who made you smile this week, who inspired you this week. I'm going to start off with Becca.
Well, I would like to go to bed with my fertility doctor.
Oh, okay.
Not in a sexual way, but he's the only man who's going to be able to get me pregnant.
Oh, and I'm sure he will.
We just finished our embryo freezing.
Listen, I went through all of that. And it is, you know, I feel like women, we don't talk about that enough in terms of sharing. And I went through it like 5 years off and on trying to get pregnant. There were times where we did get pregnant. I miscarried. It will happen.
Thank you.
It will happen. And then you won't sleep and you'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe I wanted this. Yeah, exactly. Jack, who do you want to go to bed with?
I actually want to go to bed with my boyfriend because he has been gone for almost 6 weeks and just got back literally 5 minutes before we started recording. So,
oh my God, we could have watched you doing it.
Totally.
And I would have done that.
We could have live streamed it. We could have made some dollars.
You know,
we're really trying to make that money. No, he's a musician and he's been in Arizona writing a record. So I haven't seen him in almost 6 weeks. So,
oh my God, well, have fun. Kelty, who do you want to go to bed with?
You know what, Garcelle? I want to go to bed with you.
Oh.
Because I just want to say that we were very touched to be invited on your show. And we're big fans. I've followed you throughout all of your career. But this latest version of you is so fabulous. And I remember when you asked us, when we got the email, we were like, oh, fuck. And sometimes as a woman in show business, we live this little like world. And it always feels really special when another woman that you respect and love reaches out and says, I see what you're doing and I want to be a part of it. And I thought that was really cool. So we were really stoked to be here. So thank you for having
us. Excited.
I was so excited when I heard you guys were interested. I mean that. And I really do love when women connect and inspire each other and root for each other. I think that's what we need to do all the time. So I thank you for that. And the people that I want to go to bed with, speaking of females, is I want to go to bed with all the Black female mayors. With Keisha Bottoms, Muriel Bowser, London Breed, and Lori Lightfoot. I want to go to bed with all these amazing Black female mayors, because I think, you know, that's our future. Thank you for being on Going to Bed with Garcelle. Keep shining, keep doing stuff, and I will see you soon because I'm coming on your podcast.
Yes!
Okay,
wait.
You can keep up with Jack, Becca, and Kelty on their podcast, The Lady Gang, and check out their new book, Act Like a Lady. Subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss this grown and sexy conversation. The after party continues on my Instagram at Garcelle or on Twitter at GarcelleB. So make sure to follow me. Going to Bed with Garcelle is an Orion podcast produced by Orion Television, Radio Point, and Beauvais Wilson Productions. Distributed by Podcast Nation. Concept by Garcelle Beauvais and Lisa L. Wilson. Hosted by Garcelle Beauvais, executive producers Barry Posnick, Garcelle Beauvais, Lisa L. Wilson, Alex Bach, Richard Corson, and Daniel Powell. Co-executive producers Janae Copeland and Cindy Levinson. Associate producer Lene Sanders. Music is from Extreme Music. This show was edited and mixed by Radio Point.